Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I'm so excited. Despite what France is doing, our new leadership that you, the American people, voted into office, Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa. Is he from Iowa? Yeah, from Iowa. Iowa is already saying and demanding what we thought. Well, we saw David DeLayden. You know, we had David DeLayden on the program, and he's the one that did the undercover investigative work for.
He was the founder of Center for Medical Progress.
Right, and they went undercover in video behind the scenes and showed the actual the baby body parts after the abortion that Federal Express allegedly was taking them and shipping them all over the place, and they were giving identification shipping numbers to a foot, to a leg, to an eye, to a brain.
Baby body parts.
Baby body parts, and it seems like it just went away. Well, thanks to Senator Grassley, he's saying now that they have a new leadership. It's like Langford. It's actually Langford, Senator Langford, that he is demanding an investigation. As a matter of fact, let's go there now.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Charles Grassley is asking the FBI to start a criminal investigation into Planned Parenthood. The committee released a detailed report about Planned Parenthood's possible illegal harvesting and sale of baby body parts. Oklahoma Senator James Langford applauded the recommendation, calling the abortion giant, quote, barbaric. He says it is time to use taxpayer dollars to support women's care without supporting abortion.
That's so exciting. So you're looking at that. It looked like, you know, David DeLayden's work, and we're going to make that a related to. You can go to VFNTV.com. Go to the torch and just search for David DeLayden or Planned Parenthood.
And we'll make it related, too, because we've even talked about the congressional hearings. You're hearing people talk about Planned Parenthood and what was going on. And it seemed like after it was talked about and broadcasted that it just died. Moved forward. It's like this is a huge answer to prayer that they're seeing this and they're saying, okay, let's not just stop. Let's continue looking into it and investigating.
Yeah, and you know, we've been praying, God, end abortion. If we don't end the killing of our seniors with a physician-assisted suicide and other folks, and killing of our children, you know, it's mercy why we made it through this last turn that just took place. And God is so merciful, but we need to begin to function in the context of that mercy and say, okay, I mean, think about this. If you go to the court and you're being charged with a crime that you committed, and you could be sentenced to life in prison, and you deserve life in prison. But then the judge says, you know what? You deserve life in prison, and you did do this, but we're just going to give you mercy. And what you do is like, thank you, sir, very much. And you walk out, but then you live your life differently.
Yeah.
You don't go out and do what you did that got you in that life sentence. So we have to, it's called repentance. We have to begin to repent. Now think about this. As a church, we have to begin to wake up.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.